world's superpowers threw their cards on the table this week, and every one of them came up in favor of WWIIIU. UK's Tony Blair says West is counting on China to hold back Russia. Former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair and Lord William Hague sat for a 14-minute interview on Wednesday, February 22, with the BBC that provides insight into the level of Western arrogance and hubris regarding Russia. Blair has always been a conduit for the globalist Luciferian cabal, so when he speaks we should listen. Luciferians always tell us their plans ahead of time, and yet so few conservatives pay them any heed. They start off the interview by parroting the usual Western propaganda line of the moment, which is their fixation on ridding the world of Putin, whom they see as the last obstacle to them ushering in their utopian one-world technocratic superstate. This superstate will transcend national sovereignty and be based on global digital IDs. For everyone, in replacing cash with central bank digital currencies, these are the two things that will allow for 24/7 surveillance and assessment, think social credit scores, of all citizens living within the system. Who is spending what amount of money on what goods and services, where, and with whom are they spending it? The tracking of all resources with designated carbon allotments for each global citizen. Tracking the movement of global citizens throughout the system. Even tracking what goes into the body of every global citizen. Human beings are seen as just another asset or liability in the system, no different than widgets, machines, and raw materials. This entire system, their utopia or dystopia, depends on Putin's defeat. It only ends when it's absolutely clear to Putin that his war ambitions can't succeed, Blair said. Neither Blair nor Hague seemed particularly worried about Russia's nuclear capabilities. There is no sign of an actual nuclear escalation, Hague said in a remarkable distortion of the record. Dmitry Medvedev, the former Russian president and Putin ally, stated to the contrary just a few weeks ago. It doesn't occur to any of the wretches to draw the following elementary conclusion, that the loss of a nuclear power in a conventional war could provoke a nuclear war. Nuclear powers have not lost major conflicts on which their fate depends. And this should be obvious to anyone. In case anyone is still confused, Medvedev followed up with another warning just today, Wednesday, February 22, on his Telegram channel, which said Russia will defend itself by any means and with any weapon, including the nuclear kind. But Blair and Hague, along with their pal Joe Biden, say the West must continue providing unlimited weapons to Ukraine until Putin comes to the conclusion that he won't succeed. Ukraine is fighting valiantly and will defeat Putin, or so it goes in the minds of these Western globalists, blah, 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 repeating all the stupid lies that are meant to condition the Western masses to believe that Putin can and will be defeated and forced to accept a humiliating peace on the West's terms, which would involve him turning himself in to face trial for war crimes. This is all poppycock and they know it. I cannot believe that someone who's been around as long as Tony Blair can be as stupid as he presents himself in this interview, and the same goes for Lord Hague. They must know that Putin is not going to accept defeat in Ukraine and that there's every possibility he will unleash his superior nuclear arsenal on the West before he entertains such a thought. But Blair says in the interview that he puts his faith in China playing the role of peacemaker, holding Russia back. Yes, the lily-white Chinese Communist Party will ride in on a white horse and save the West from nuclear annihilation at the hands of that dirty Russian despot. Give me a break. Blair and Hague also suggest in this interview that the West will be saved by its superior technology, if only we will embrace it and submit to digital IDs allowing us all to be tracked and monitored 24/7. This is straight out of the World Economic Forum, UN Agenda 2030, World Health Organization playbook of demon-possessed policies designed to drive us into their long-planned New World Order. But I am beginning to think this New World Order fantasy of the WEF globalists will never happen, at least not the way they envision it in Washington, New York, or London. I know it's hard to imagine living in a country that's been on top of the world for so long, since the end of the last world war. But powerful nations and empires do reach their end, and it seems as though we have the very types of leaders in place who could lead us to that end. They are feckless and deluded. Blair actually thinks China will save us. He must not have seen the comment Tuesday from China's top diplomat, Wang Yi, who said China is ready to join forces with the Russian side. Yi made a point of saying China's cooperation with Russia would happen, in all areas, toward the achievement of a restructured world order that China and Russia see as more equitable. Here is an excerpt from an article by the Russian news agency TASS, dated Tuesday, February 21, in which Yi's statements were included. the People's Republic of China is ready to join forces with Russia to decisively stand up for national interests and promote mutually beneficial cooperation in all areas, Wang Yi, director of the Office of the Foreign Affairs Commission of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee, said on Tuesday as he met with Russian Security Council Secretary Nikolai Patrushev. During a virtual meeting at the end of last year, our leaders, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin, TASS, came up with a plan for further development of bilateral relations. We are ready to join forces with the Russian side, in accordance with the high-level agreements, to decisively stand up for national interests and virtues, and promote mutually beneficial cooperation in all areas, he said. These are two countries whose interests are converging at the same time the interests of China and the US seem to be diverging. What we have is China, Russia, North Korea, Iran vying with the US, UK, Israel, NATO for who gets to sit on top of the mountain and call the shots in the coming new digital world order. If anyone, the esteemed Tony Blair included, thinks China's decision to join forces with Russia excludes them from helping Russia take Ukraine, they are deluding themselves. Russia will defeat Ukraine and probably end up annexing the entire country, instead of just carving out the eastern section populated by Russian speakers as they had originally planned. The Western media, bought and paid for by globalist Western corporate interests, is not telling us what China and Russia are saying and how closely they are working together strategically. So 99% of Americans remain in total ignorance of the current trajectory toward World War III and nuclear Armageddon, not even aware that their government leaders are like wolves in sheep's clothing leading them to a slaughter. We aren't being told what Putin said in his seminal February 21 speech, which was directed at the West as much as it was to his own people. Biden made a surprise visit to Ukraine and gave his own speech on February 21 in an attempt to distract and divert media attention away from Putin's speech. It seems to have worked, as I flipped on the radio this morning to listen to the headlines and did not hear one word about Putin's speech, only Biden's. Putin said a lot about the resolve of the Russians to fight off Western encroachment on its culture, its economy and its security. The US government in Washington has now blown up Russia's natural gas pipeline, a source of cheap gas for Western Europe and revenue for Russia, while exporting poisonous LGBTQ+ propaganda that Putin described as anti-family, and it has dubbed Putin himself guilty of international war crimes. That's a triple threat to Russia's economic, political and cultural existence that Putin said will not be tolerated. He will send every last Russian to the front, and if that doesn't work, he will nuke us. Here's the most important nugget from Putin's speech, the part every American, Canadian and European should read and let sink in. I want to emphasize, the US and NATO are saying outright that their goal is to inflict a strategic defeat on Russia. And, after this, they are going to tour our defense sites as if nothing is happening. A reference to the nuclear arms limitation treaty that Putin suspended. Closing parenthesis. One thing that must be clear to everyone. The longer the range of the Western systems that arrive in Ukraine, the further we will be forced to push the threat away from our borders. The Western elite make no secret of their goals, which is, I quote, Russia's strategic defeat. What does this mean to us? This means they plan to finish us once and for all. In other words, they plan to grow a local conflict into a global confrontation. This is how we understand it, and we will respond accordingly, because this represents an existential threat to our country. Quote, whether or not you agree with Putin's above declaration does not matter. This is how Putin's government feels, and it will act accordingly. The next big step in the march toward full-on World War III will be Russia kicking US Ambassador Lynn Tracy out of its country. That's the signal that things have progressed to the point of no return in the march toward the most destructive war in world history. In fact, Russian diplomats handed Tracy a note summoning her to a meeting in Moscow. The International Business Times reports that Tracy will be given the following message. U.S. Ambassador Lynn Tracy was handed a note of protest by the Russian Foreign Ministry. Russia urged the U.S. to remove its service personnel and military equipment from Ukraine. Russia asked the U.S. to stop hostile, anti-Russian activity, and to stop pumping the Ukrainian army with weapons and encouraging Ukraine to attack targets within Russia by supplying them with intelligence reports. The Biden administration will refuse all of these demands, and at that point Tracy will likely be given the boot, closing off the last remaining channel of communication between the two superpowers. So this was a monumental week. The positions of China, Russia and the US, UK, NATO have all been revealed. None appear to be budging off of their demands. Pray for peace. Prepare for war. Because barring a miraculous intervention, it looks, at this point, like war is inevitable.